96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Do you have trouble sleeping? Why do some of us sleep like a log while others toss and turn? Well, this is a bigger issue than just getting a good night's rest. Serious health issues are connected to not getting the right amount of sleep. My guests tonight have some answers for you on this question. Dr. Sylvan Mintz is a sleep specialist, as is Dr. Lisa Shives. We have a lot of questions tonight about sleeping, sleep apnea, resting, naps, all of this. If you're not sleeping well, now is the time to talk about it. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Dr. Shives, Dr. Mintz, thank you both for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Harold.
Okay, let's talk about some of the issues first and foremost. One of the reasons that we've discussed this is because, as you know, the truck driver in the Tracy Morgan, the comedian Tracy Morgan's horrific car accident, it is alleged that he had not had sleep for some 24 hours. Here in the Washington metro area, there was a case several years ago where there was a long-haul bus driver driving a passenger bus where he had nodded off. Obviously, these are extremely dangerous situations, whether you're driving yourself or carrying people. But there are other situations that are connected to poor sleep habits. And these are the kinds of things that we really want to talk about. Why, first of all, and Lisa, I'll start with you. Why is it so difficult for some people to get a good night's sleep? How would you define that?
How would I define a good night's sleep?
Yes.
Well, there is some individual variation, but most people, the vast percentage of people, fall into the bell curve where they need 7 to 8 hours in a 24-hour period to feel at their very best. Mm-hmm. Now, there are outliers where people feel really good and basically can't sleep past, say, 6 hours. There's other people who need 9 to 10. But most of us need 7 to 8 to be really sharp mentally and to be emotionally stable.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Mintz, how important is sleep on the whole? Let's talk about just for adults, for example. Let's say a 35-year-old, 9 to 5 working adult. Married, kids, dog, goldfish.
It's a matter of life and death, actually. You can go without food for anywhere from a month to 2 months. There was one 16-year-old that did it as a project. He only got to 11 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We found mice, if you keep them moving around and you don't give them any sleep, they die in 2 weeks. So it's not just a matter of, you know, do you feel refreshed? This affects your whole body. Affects depression, affects heart disease specifically, get into diabetes, get into atrial fibrillation, even minor things such as acid reflux, just how you function during a day.
Mm-hmm.
And the other point I wanted to make, it's not just the quantity of your sleep. It's also the quality of your sleep, too.
Mm-hmm.
Those people that say, you know, I can sleep anytime, any place, anywhere. You put me down for a little bit, put me on an airplane, put me in a car seat. You know, as a passenger, I fall asleep like that. Those people are actually sleep deprived.
Really?
Yes.
Why would you say that?
Because they're trying to catch up on their sleep.
Ah.
So it should take you, you know, 10, 15 minutes to fall asleep. You shouldn't fall asleep in an instant.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't fall asleep just being a passenger in a car.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Shives, how do you know when you're not getting enough sleep? Is it that you nod off, for example? I mean, are we just supposed to sleep at night and stay awake during the day?
I mean, pretty much. I agree with what Dr. Mint was saying. It's not normal to nod off in every sedentary situation if you're getting enough sleep and quality sleep. There are circadian dips during the day. For example, the Spaniards have been on to something for all these years. is there's a real dip in our alertness and awakeness from about 1 to 4 p.m. Like, I feel that at 2 o'clock, you can set your clock by it. And actually, it's the second most common time for people to wreck their cars. Now, the most common, of course, is in the middle of the night, right? People are a bit sleep-deprived. Alcohol has likely been taken. But knowing that there's this afternoon dip is important. But mostly during other times of the day, you should not be, you know, feeling so drowsy that you start to nod off.
I need to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to go to the phone lines. I suspected that a lot of folks have a lot of questions about why they can't sleep or how they're sleeping. I also want to talk about, you know, sleep apnea. What is that? Where does it come from? How is it treated? Lots of questions. Please stay up for this one. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're talking about getting a good night's sleep. Why some of us can't. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're asking if you're having a hard time getting a good night's sleep. And if you are, we can help you with that tonight. At least we're going to try to. My guests are Dr. Sylvan Mintz. He's a board-certified dental sleep specialist. I'm going to ask you about that also, Dr. Mintz. And also Dr. Lisa Shive. She's also an expert in sleep medicine. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Keisha calling from Ashburn, Virginia. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I am calling to find out if there's any way to get me some help or some answers as to why I cannot sleep at night, and I'm up to 3-4 in the morning, like every night.
Dr. Mintz, I'll let you take this one.
Yes, sometimes you have a difference in your sleep patterns, but a lot of times what's happening is you may have, because your work schedule, because your children, you may not be getting the quality sleep that you need. So sometimes you're doing things to yourself. Peeing on your computer late at night, having a glass of wine before you went to bed, having things in your bedroom, such as a TV set, such as bright lights. That's going to upset your whole rhythm and so forth. Certainly there's what's called cognitive behavioral therapy that can train you into how to establish good sleep hygiene, how to establish good sleep patterns.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let me go to Kia. Kia calling from Frederick, Maryland. Kia?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you? How old are you?
14.
14.
I'm 15. I'm 15.
Okay, good for you. Now, you're having sleep issues as well. What's the problem?
It's like I fall asleep around 9 o'clock, and then I wake up at 11, and then I can't go to sleep until around 5 in the morning.
Wow. Are you in high school?
Yeah.
Are you participating in sports, or are you studying, or what's the deal?
No, I'm not studying.
So what are you doing before you go to sleep?
What did you say?
What are you doing before you go to sleep?
On my phone.
You're on your phone. Okay, Dr. Shives, you want to handle this?
Right. So, I mean, as with the other woman, it sounds like some form of insomnia, which is really a broad category for a sleep disorder. It means the inability to fall asleep, to stay asleep, or waking up too early, or in general, just feeling that sleep is very poor and unrefreshing. So with this girl, she's going to sleep okay, it sounds like, but then has what we call maintenance insomnia. She can't maintain the sleep state. And as Dr. Min pointed out, I want to stress the importance of light in terms of setting our 24-hour rhythm. And especially young people are using electronics right up until bedtime. And, you know, what I would predict is that when she wakes up after a couple hours and can't get back to sleep, that then probably she's getting on the on her smartphone, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, it was a she, right?
Who am I? Yes, Kia.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kia. Is that right, Kia?
That's exactly right.
So like, should she put it down?
Yeah, you really should not be using anything with a screen. So the smartphones or laptops or iPads are emitting enough light in the blue spectrum to affect your neurotransmitters, right? So it affects your brain cells, and it's telling your brain it's time to get up and feed the chickens.
I see.
Okay. I mean, we're really tied to the light-dark cycle.
Well, Dr. Shives, I need to tell you to hold on for 1 second. And Kia, please hold on as well, because I need to take yet another break. But just stay with us. And that includes Amy, Terry, and I believe it's Desi also. Please stay on the line. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More on this issue in just a few seconds on Sirius XM Channel 141.